So if you would like to give a love offering for the Bone Bright family, we have envelopes next to the offering box in the foyer. If you just write Bone Bright on that, then we'll be sure to get that to them. We have Camp Barnabas. We are taking a trip with the youth group. That'll be July 30th through August 5th. We'll be going and serving as counselors and camp help for a camp in Missouri that serves people with mental and physical disabilities. If you have interest in coming on that trip, that'll be a great opportunity for evangelism, but also just seeing God work in really amazing and new ways. So please let me know and we can get you signed up. We're registering as individuals, but the sooner we all sign up, the sooner we can get those travel plans figured out. We have a couple weeks that we don't have volunteers to bring cookies for Club Rock yet. So if you'd like to bring cookies for Club Rock sometime toward the end of this school year, please take a look at that sign-up sheet. That would be much appreciated. Tonight we start the Chosen Bible Study series here at the church. That'll be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Roughly, and that'll be here at the church. We'll watch the video series in the sanctuary, and then we'll break into small groups. Tonight, with the youth group, we are going to have our first Fives Night, which will be a party. We're going to watch a Christian comedian, Tim Hawkins, and we're going to enjoy some food as well as some worship and a quick message with that. So if you would like to come to youth group with the Fives Night, please bring $5 just to cover the food and the video, because those are some extra expenses for the youth group. And then after this week, we will join the adults in watching the Chosen Bible Study series, as well as doing the discussion for youth group. So the youth group will join them after this week, starting in the second week. There will be a break for that Chosen Bible Study series on February 13th for the Super Bowl, and then we'll continue roughly about till the end of March with those. We also have Byron Bible Camp has the teen camp coming up at the end of February. So if you are a teen in 7th through 12th grade, take a look at that if you're interested, and make sure to get signed up for that. We also, the young adult Bible study will be watching the Chosen series as well. So if you miss Sunday night, feel free to come by Kelly and I's house, and we'll be watching the same week in the video series as the church will. So Young Adult Bible Study is Monday nights at 8 p.m. So if you miss Sunday night and still want to catch the Chosen Bible Study, you can come by for that as well. Are there any other announcements this week? All right. The call to worship is Psalm 116, verses 5 through 7. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you.
Good morning again, and if you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing together number 422, or look up on the screen, No Not One, number 422, and I'll ask you to stand with me, please.
There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. None else could heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. There and like him is so high and holy. No, not one, no, not one. And yet no friend is so meek and lowly. not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. There's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one, no, not one. No night so dark but his love can cheer us. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. Did ever saint find his friend forsake him? No, not one, no, not one. Sinner find that he would not take him. No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one. Was there a gift like the Savior given? No, not one, no, not one. Will he refuse us a home in heaven? No, not one, no, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one, no, not one.
Take a moment to greet one another and let them know you're glad they're here. This is our opportunity for our prayer requests and praises, and I do thank you as one that got to be experience what COVID is like. I'm grateful that it was, as things go, a milder case, but I thank you for praying for me and for those that have come down with the illness, those recovering. I'm probably more at 85%, so it's gotten better this week, but it's not something that I'd really like to do again, but so far I can't smell or taste much either. So I've heard from Pastor Glenn down in Pleasant Valley that that might be, his is going on a year and a half. So I'll just spice up my food more, and so I'll taste better. I do thank you for your prayers and grateful for some of the aspects of our church where we have things online, because it was good to be able to see the service from home And so we do welcome and pray for those that are joining us online. Also, just a couple of things about the Chosen Bible Study. I know the sign-up sheet, which was made before I truly decided that we should start this week so we could get a couple weeks in before the Super Bowl. Today will determine if I'm really happy about the Super Bowl or not, or if April Haig, who grew up in Cincinnati, is really happy. So, but that also will give the youth group the opportunity for the building on that evening to have their Super Bowl party. But also, if you aren't able to make it or you miss a week, these episodes are online either through the Chosen app or on Facebook. Or sorry, on YouTube. So if you feel like you miss a week and then, oh, I'm stuck or I can't make it the first week, you can watch the episode and so keep up with us. But the object or the opportunity that we'll have is the first part of the study together, we'll watch the episode, and then the next part we'll go through the discussion. So that's why we plan about 6 to 8. The episodes are somewhere between 45 and 60 minutes each. They kind of vary. One of the prayer requests that was given to me, Chris and Leah Fanning's granddaughter Dawson, the prayer request has been with some of her physical needs, she does not have cystic fibrosis, so that is a wonderful praise. The surgery that they're anticipating they'll need to happen when she's between 6 and 12 months, so that is a huge praise, and we will continue to pray for her and her health. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Erica. So Erica Hargens, right? Okay. Erica, you may recognize, she's been with us a couple of times, but also she works for the newspaper and at Ranch, so that if her face seems familiar, or at least her name. But we're grateful that she has been a part of our church family, but her mom has come down with COVID, and that's one of the reasons Erica moved back, was to take care of her mom. But also at Good Sam, six of the residents have contracted COVID, and we know that is a very serious diagnosis, and so we'll pray for those residents. Grateful that that Eddie had COVID, and he's gotten much better. So that at 92, he recovered from it. So we're grateful for that. So we'll pray for, and Erica, what's your mom's name?
Peggy.
So we'll pray for Peggy. Any other prayer requests? So Heidi and then Tom.
Speaking of, I had a very brief interaction with my daughter, Stephanie, who's over in Korea, and she just said no in-person meetings right now, so I don't know the extent of that, but I know that they're not at church. I don't know if she has to go online to school right now or not, so because I didn't have a long interaction with her, but I think that they are dealing with it. The Zebulon wave or something.
That's true. The flu, yes, that version of. So Heidi and Todd's daughter, Stephanie, who's in Korea, let mom know that they're back to no in-person meetings, and that would include church. Not sure about her with their schooling, but we will be praying for Stephanie, but also for the different countries as they handle this differently, but also for health and safety. Tom.
Tomorrow, I'll go back to the doctor to see if I'm getting approved to go back to work. So I kind of went through surgery and a couple other things, and now I'm getting better. I guess then that's a praise. And then probably a prayer request as I go back to work. You know, I've been off for quite a while, and I don't really, somebody asked me, are you 60, are you like 75, 80%? Yeah, somewhere near maybe a little more. I don't know. So we'll see how work goes this first week. And, I guess I can still use your prayers for a while. And I appreciate everyone that has prayed for me. It certainly has helped with all I've been through.
So Tom Litke goes to the doctor tomorrow. Lord willing, will be cleared to go back to work, and that's a huge praise that this time has of recovering has come to an end, and not only with his surgery, but also with pneumonia and such. So grateful that his health is better, but also the prayer request that as he goes back to work to have the stamina to being back. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Anita. You may not be the only one that didn't get a Christmas letter out, but we do truly, and Anita's, I echo Anita's praise that thank you for the Christmas letters and such that keep us all updated. Pictures, I know we put those up on our pantry door, so we remember to pray as well as just check in on everyone's family as they grow and the different activities. So that is her praise. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for who you are, that you chose to begin creation, and you spoke this world into existence. You didn't need to do that. You were complete and are complete in and of yourself. That you are in fellowship with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And yet, you chose to speak us into existence. You chose to form Adam and Eve. And though we have fallen into sin and chose to sin, you, at the right time, sent your Son. And because of his sacrifice and his resurrection and now seated at your right hand, your Spirit has drawn us to yourself and the free gift is offered and you bring us into your family. Father, that is a miracle beyond miracles, that you take dead people and make them alive. And Father, you didn't just send your Son, but your Spirit dwells within us to remind us that you will fulfill all your promises. And you walk with us daily. You have promised to take care of our needs, that you know them even before we speak them. And so our prayer time, both as a corporate body and as individuals, is not that we are informing you of something new, but we're reminding ourselves that there are things in our lives that are beyond our ability. In fact, everything is beyond our ability. And it is an acknowledgement that you are powerful and we are weak. And it's humbling. But you want us to come and ask. You want us to come and commune with you. And as we gather together as a family, the family of God, we remind one another that you are here in our midst. Father, we lift up these requests. We continue to pray for Dawson that you would help her to grow strong, healthy, and the surgery that is being anticipated would go well, that you would bring her to yourself, that she would receive Christ at an early and young age. Father, we also lift up those that are dealing with illness. COVID is one of the illnesses that we deal with this time of year. Pray for Erica's mom, Peggy, that you would heal her for those residents at Good Sam. We know that that is the most vulnerable of our population, and we just pray that you would touch and heal. Father, I thank you for healing in my own life, for others, for our medical profession, professionals, doctors, nurses, techs that are behind the scenes and we only seem to utilize when we aren't feeling well. We pray for protection for them, that you would give them stamina and strength and wisdom. But Father, that you would keep them healthy as they interact with many of us that aren't feeling well. We thank you for giving them the understanding of the human body. But we understand you as the great physician are the one that stand behind them. So strengthen their hands. Father, we pray for Stephanie and think of others around the world that as each country deals with COVID and the different variants in different ways, we pray that you would protect Stephanie for the work that you've called her to do, being able to adjust to not being in person. Father, we also lift up Tom. We're grateful that you have been healing his body and give him the stamina and strength as he goes back to work. And we just thank you for the gifts that you've given him and the ministry at the hospital to keep the physical plant up and running. Father, we also are grateful for the ability of sharing our lives together. And as we've come through the Christmas season and this new year, it's always the opportunity to look back and then look ahead and to share the news of each family. Father, thank you that you understand and know us inside and out. Father, we lift up our missionaries to you. We pray for the Taves as we focus on them this month. Be with them as they transition, the Pites as they come alongside of them, and the ministry handoff. We pray that that would go smoothly and that you would open doors of ministry for the Taves there in the Kadoka area for them. Father, we also pray for our world. We pray for the situation in Ukraine, that wisdom would prevail. For those missionaries that are laboring, we think of Holly Friesen and with the medical mission that she has. And we just pray for wisdom for her and their mission agency and the other mission agencies working. Think of YFC and the MANA's work there as well. Father, we pray that you would be with our servicemen and women, that you would help them to know that no matter where they are at, you are there with them. Thank you for their sacrifice and service, and we ask for their protection. We pray for our elected leaders, especially for our president as commander-in-chief, that you would give him wisdom, bring him godly advisors to come alongside of him. May he, as you tell us in Scripture, that the heart of the king is like rivers of water in your hands. And so we pray that you would, as you've promised, guide and direct him. And for our elected leaders, give them wisdom as well, and both from our local all the way through the national. Father, for our time today, we thank you for the opportunity of having a love offering for the Bone Brights. We continue to pray for Nathan, that you would be healing. Pray, thank you that Brian was able to make it back down and just help he and Deb as they minister to their son and to the staff. And we just pray that you would heal completely. Guide our time today. Thank you for the opportunity of fellowshipping together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Pastor,
yes.
I'm glad Julie was here.
We are glad that they made it, and I know we need the moisture, but sometimes the snow you could keep. But I know, but those of you that love the snowmobile, I'm sorry. It doesn't look great for so far. If you'll take your hymn books, you may remain seated. We're going to sing together number 405, My Faith Has Found a Resting Place, number 405.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. Enough for me that Jesus saves, this ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to Him, me out. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. My heart is leaning on the word, the written word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through his blood. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost he came to save. Precious blood he shed, for me his life he gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me.
And if you'll turn to number 414, I'll ask you to stand with me. We're going to sing together, I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say, number 414. Could you play through the whole song? That's not the tune I was expecting. I was expecting a bit more Irish or Scottish.
Yeah, and it actually changes key in the middle, too.
Oh, excellent. Key change. I come to all right, now we got the tune.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I come to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. I heard the voice of Jesus say, behold, I freely give. The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and live. I come to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Look unto me, the moon shall rise, and all the day be bright. I looked to Jesus, and I found in him my star, my sun. And in that light of life a walk, till traveling days are done.
Very good singing. We made it through. At this time, I'm going to ask my daughter, Becca. She has been working on a special. She was going to sing it last week, and then as the elders chose the church verse, thought the song would fit better for today. So.
Good morning. Alrighty. Well, I chose a song because as I am stepping into that next step of my life of thinking about college, it's just that idea that once I do step out, it's going to be my faith, and I really have to make it my own. And this song is just talking about how no matter how down you feel like you are, God is going to be there, and there is hope, and there is light at the end of the tunnel if you choose to follow him. So, that's it.